Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
A shovel test was conducted with crews from HDR Engineering at a Denaina cultural site located within the Sterling Highway Milepost 45 to 60 project in June, as members with the Kenaichi Indian Tribe worked as cultural observers on the massive construction job. The project will upgrade the highway between the Sunrise Inn and the eastern entrance to Skelak Lake Road. In the most recent bi-monthly tribal newsletter, The Counting Cord, an archaeological crew recently found a piece of agate while excavating a site near Cooper Landing. According to the publication, the Sterling Highway passes through the Squilatnu Archaeological District, which is a culturally rich area around the confluence of the Upper Kenai and Russian Rivers. Archaeological records show Denaina people arriving in Squilatnu, which means Ridge Place River, more than 1,000 years ago. At least four other Alaskan Native cultures inhabited the area 5,000 years before that. Environmental studies, engineering, and public involvement studies were conducted from 2000 to 2018, with construction beginning in 2020. The project calls for construction of 10 miles of new roadway north of Cooper Landing, including a new bridge across Juneau Creek Canyon. The road at both ends of the project will be reconstructed with wider shoulders, passing lanes, pathways, and wildlife crossings. Virginia Wolf, tribal council member who served as the tribe's liaison with the Alaska Department of Transportation, said being involved in the project also enables the tribe, if a burial is found, to collect the remains and ensure they're placed somewhere they can rest in peace and not under a highway. Discoveries during the 2021 construction season included hearth features and cache pits, including one lined with birch and faunal remains. Data recovery crews additionally have found chipped stone flakes and tools, such as stone ulus. A vast swath of western Alaska could see flooding and high winds as the remnants of Typhoon Murbuk move toward the Bering Sea region. The National Weather Service has coastal flood warnings in place beginning Friday, spanning from parts of southwest Alaska all the way up to the Chukchi Sea coast in northwest Alaska. The agency warned that water levels in Nome could be up to 11 feet above the normal high tide line, and in Golovin up to 13 feet. The Weather Service's Fairbanks office on social media said some locations may experience their worst coastal flooding in nearly 50 years. Peak water levels will persist for up to 14 hours before the water recedes. The coastal flood warnings for the southern Seward Peninsula coast, that includes locations such as Nome, was in effect from Friday evening until Sunday morning. Damaging winds were possible, with widespread power outages expected on St. Lawrence Island and communities including Wales, Nome, Golovin, and Kotzebue, the Weather Service had said. Meteorologist Ed Plum said the storm is strong and on a perfect track to bring significant severe coastal flooding for parts of western Alaska, for the Yukon Delta, up to the southern Seward Peninsula and Norton Sound. Plum said Thursday, interestingly, with the storm, it looks like for the northern Bering Sea, this will be the deepest or strongest storm we've ever seen in September. So this is quite an unusual storm, he said, according to an Associated Press report. Beach and shoreline erosion is possible in areas with wind-driven waves and storm surge. Warnings from the Weather Service said roads could be closed and low-lying property could be inundated for areas such as the southern Seward Peninsula coast, St. Lawrence Island, and the Bering Sea coast. The mayor of Nome on Thursday said officials were getting weather updates and have been preparing. He said the recreation center has been set up for use as an emergency shelter if needed. A spokesperson with Alaska's Emergency Management Office said officials plan to speak with community leaders and others about the forecast, resources, and preparations. He said there is a large area under warnings and it's a powerful storm.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.